Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Police fear there will be more attacks by gangs after a man with links to crime gangs was shot dead in Melbourne. 26-year-old Athan Bourcinos had been linked with the death of a rival gang leader before he died. There are now concerns there could be more violence to come. Detective Inspector Dean Thomas is with Victoria Police.
It appears very deliberate and obviously targeted. We will work now to piece together what has gone on.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is going to the Northern Territory for Australia's largest Indigenous gathering. The Garma Festival is held over the next 4 days in remote northeast Arnhem Land, on the land of the Yolnu people. Yothu Yindi Foundation hosts the festival, and its chief executive is Denise Bowden.
I think when those Yunupingal men first hatched the Garma idea, I do think that they did understand it would be nationally significant, but maybe it needed some years to brew a little. Just imagine how incredibly difficult it is, given its very remote location and the logistics of barging supplies across to Gove. And I'm very pleased to say that the 25th anniversary, it really is quite an honour.
Russian missile and drone attacks have killed at least 15 people and injured 155 others in Kyiv, Ukraine. Senior US diplomat John Kelly told the United Nations Security Council that President Trump wants a deal to end Russia's war in Ukraine within 1 week.
Both Russia and Ukraine must negotiate a ceasefire and durable peace. It is time to make a deal. President Trump has made clear this must be done by August 8th. The United States is prepared to implement additional measures to secure peace.
Senior politicians in the Australian government say recognition of a Palestinian state will happen in the future. Canada has joined the UK and France in recognising the state of Palestine before a UN General Assembly vote in September. Australia's Treasurer Jim Chalmers says Palestinian statehood is the best pathway out of the violence in Gaza.
From an Australian point of view, recognition of the state of Palestine is a matter of when, not if. And so in that light, this progress, this momentum that we're seeing is welcome, but it's also conditional. We need to make sure that there's no role for Hamas in any future leadership. We need to make sure that the hostages are released. And so our support is conditional on meeting some of those, overcoming some of those obstacles.
And in sport, golfer Grace Kim is hoping for success at the Women's British Open in Wales. She is among 9 Australians competing at the event, including Hannah Green and Minji Lee, who wants to win the tournament. Kim says she is well prepared.
It's the last major of our season, but yeah, I'm going to try and carry on the mentality that I had, which was just worry-free. And again, I know my game's good enough.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.